Highland Radio Sport, live from the Dubai duty-free Irish Open in Ballyliffin, with Audi Sligo, your authorised Audi dealer for the North West. Find out more at audisligo.ie.
Okay, well into day two, round two of the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open at the beautiful Ballyliffin Golf Club. Head of sport, Oisin Kelly. How's things going now, Oisin?
Yeah, Greg, things are going exceptionally well, and the sun is back out in Ballyliffin, and we've got those glorious conditions that we had through the week once again that really sets the beautiful scenery around this scenic Inishowen Links course. Really, really sets it off, and delighted to say that there's big crowds out once again following these golfers. Some of the world's top players are here tackling what really is a classic link course, and Joachim Lundgren of Sweden is the leader at 7 under, and Danny Willett is in second on 6 under. Both of those players out in the course early. At 5 under is Ryan Fox. He will be going out in about an hour's time, and he's going to try and chase down those two guys in front of him. And then we've been telling you, Patrick Harrington, the best of the Irish, 1 under, or sorry, 4 under, and he goes at 1/2. So he does, and there'll be a huge crowd out for Harrington. I was out in the course and managed to get some time to watch Rory McIlroy and the group coming down the 18th and then making their way over to the first, because they started in the 10th and following the huge crowds right down as far as the green in the first. And it really is sensational stuff, and the atmosphere is fantastic. And Greg, we've got Championship Director of the event, Simon Alice, joining us in our broadcast position. And Simon, this event's going fantastic for you.
Couldn't ask for more. Very, very good. We're delighted. And the people are coming in the droves, and the sun is shining. The links looks fantastic. Scoring is testing. The wind is picked up a little bit, and we are very, very happy with what's going on. We're delighted.
Yeah. Simon, just Greg here back at studio. When you review these events, or what are the markers for success? Is it about the course? Is it about the people? Or is it a whole combination of all of that?
Oh, I think it's a whole combination of everything. The success really is we're entertainment. I think people coming in, looking like they're happy, enjoying wonderful world-class sport with smiles on their faces, young families, old families, mums, grannies, kids, everybody just getting involved in something and having a wonderful day and smiling is wonderful. And obviously the golf side of it, you know, Miguel Vidor sets up the golf course. They do it week in, week out. They know what they're doing. And the players are very, very happy. Feedback is very positive.
Yeah, it's remarkable watching it on the TV and to hear the genuine comments from players. There's nothing in it for them to big up the area. The Sky Sports commentators and others as well seem to be genuinely taken aback. And it has, and I was saying this to Oisin earlier, it has a real sort of old school feel to it in a very positive way. It's in a way, sometimes it's like watching a Lynx tournament from a couple of decades ago. And as I say, that's in a positive way.
Yeah, I think that's a really charming way of describing it. It's lovely. You know, Lynx golf always comes alive when the spectators march down the sides of the fairways and the rough gets pounded down and the golf course comes alive and the tents are up and the flags are flying. It's very romantic, and I think it is harks back to the great old battles of Lynx golf and Open Championships. And I think the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open is exactly doing that. It's hailing the great legends of the game and the great histories of Lynx golf, and it's moving forward with all our young and dynamic amazing professionals.
And on the course, it's throwing up everything we'd want from it in terms of scores. There's good scoring, but it's not outrageous scoring. There's a great mix there of names coming through. Then there's the stories that are emerging, like Harrington. Then we've got Rory McIlroy. Will he get his putter back in action? It's throwing up all those sort of sub stories that you want, just in terms of a tournament as well, isn't it?
100%. I think every single aspect of the Lynx course is coming into play this week. The fairways are firm, they're running, they're bouncing, they're sending the balls this way and that. The greens have got lots of very cute little nasty little undulations that can catch you out. I mean, Rory's struck the ball and driven the ball beautifully from tee to green, and he said putter's there, he's just not quite getting the lines. I think if the weather stays like this, the conditions stay like this, it'll reward the golfer who actually plays the best all-round golf. It won't really favour any particular element, I think.
Yeah, and the course is growing into is sort of what you really, really, truly would expect from a Lynx course. It's been set up so perfectly that as the play goes on, it's getting that sort of a sheen that you expect to see, and the fairways are starting to behave like you'd expect, even more so, which is expect the unexpected.
Absolutely. I think you hit it. It's the type of golf where you hit the ball down the fairway, you see it bounce a couple of times, you think you know exactly where it is, and you're quite surprised
I'll tell you,
up to find it's somewhere else entirely.
I was saying that it's great to see these professionals. If they didn't have the crowd, if they didn't have the spotters and what have you, they could be in quite a bit of bother. They could be through a few boxes of balls.
I think they'd run out, definitely. They'd have a very heavy, the poor old caddies would be sweating with a very heavy bag full of balls, I reckon.
Yeah, all right. Oisin?
Yeah, just in relation to the pictures that were beamed out across the world, we've seen them in all their glory yesterday. From a tour point of view, what has the response been, Simon, to these fantastic shots that have been beamed around the world? Not just to this golf course, which at times you look at it and you can't believe it's just out there. So it is, and then some of the scenery of Donegal, including Slieve League and other parts of the county that were beamed.
I think it's really important. It's obviously it's a big key factor for all the guys at Fulcher Island and Sport Island. They they're wanting to throw open the windows of Donegal and the Inishowen Peninsula. And I was with Mike Crowe, who's our part of our TV crew, and he's producing all these pictures. And he's absolutely delighted by how it's showing on television. There's a huge Irish diaspora that everyone talks about in America. So beaming these pictures globally is showing what a truly stunning location the whole of this region has to offer. And we joked the other day, and I was talking with Sean O'Flaherty, part of Rory's team, who couldn't believe we'd seen the dolphins up at Malin Head and been out on a boat. It is a really stunning, beautiful part of the world to come to, and this golf course is a perfect little gem of just one pocket of beauty that is surrounding the whole area.
Yep. You might say maybe my next statement as a wee bit rash and a wee bit silly, but at the time when it was announced that the European Tour was going to bring a Rolex Series event to Ballyliffin, some would say that could have been a risk. If it was the case, the risk has paid off.
Yeah, I mean, anybody that said that, they'll never find them for another 40 years, because we've dealt with that quite successfully. No, the I think there's always an unknown. It's a question that's come up quite a lot, and I think the biggest issue that people were asking, well, the focus was, how are people going to get there? What's the road system going to be like? And is it going to cause you problems? And, you know, we took all that on board. We would have been, you know, foolish not to. We put a very comprehensive plan into place with the guard, the local council, the club, took all the views on board. And as you can see from all the faces out there, there's been no delays. People are coming in. The parking's working great. And it's a showcase. This is a Rolex Series world-class golf tournament.
Yep. Almost 14,000 here yesterday. We're expecting more than that today. Compared to numbers of other events on the European Tour and the Rolex Series, is that positive numbers, numbers that you guys wanted to see?
I'm very happy. I've said to everybody, I'm not going to disclose what I'm looking for or what we think we'll get, but I think come Sunday the figures are going to look really, really good. Today's a big day. We've got a showcase concert on with Nathan Carty this evening for an hour. I think that'll bring in a whole different crowd potentially who want to see a bit of good old country music. So today I think will be a key day. How the numbers go today could reflect on the
Final question for me on the sport itself. One thing that we don't really get exposed to here, and some of us are golf fans and others are not, is that events like this grow the fan base of golf as they go around the place. We've been speaking to people, hearing from people, never took an interest in golf, but they've gone to it. They've been caught up in it. They're fans for the future. The young people, which I think it was fantastic to allow them in for free, their eyes are open, their jaws are dropped. They can't believe they're so close to these superstars. They could be the McIlroys of the future. And those tuning in to the sports channels and RTE, the coverage, watching it for the first time, golf has got a really healthy future, hasn't it?
Oh, I think so. I think the future of the game is all about grassroots and children and getting the younger generations interested in golf. We are, the European Tour, we're very committed to using our incredible content and talent that we have in these players and trying to showcase what you can get out of golf and what it can bring you, not as a career, but as a kind of a, it's a life journey playing golf. Any amateur can tell you that, and any professional will tell you that. And we've had a wonderful new activity in the village, in our academy, which is our effort to try and get a golf club in as many hands as possible, so that people who haven't maybe considered golf as their preferred sport, might walk away and think, actually, I can give this a go. I can take this up. There's a bit of fun in this for me. So we are very committed to that. And it's these types of events in the sun, open to all the family, throwing on a lot of entertainment. That's the way we will generate enthusiasm with our younger generations.
Okay then, Greg, we're here in the media centre. We're going to let Simon go, because as you can imagine, there is a lot of people looking to talk to the championship director today. And just before we speak to Oliver Gilmore, I'll give you a quick update. Six under now is the lead. Joachim Lundgren from Sweden and England's Danny Willett are sitting tied at six under. They are 3 under and 2 under respectively for their second round today. So that means Ryan Fox is at 5 under, 1 off the pace. And then there's a large group of players in 4 under, including Ireland's Padraig Harrington. But Rory McIlroy is on the front nine playing his second round. He, of course, started on the 10th and he's making a move. He's now gone to 3 under. That is 3 off the pace. And Rory McIlroy has picked up a birdie in one of his most recent holes, and that would be the 4th. He's only bogeyed one hole today. It was the 16th. Birdied the 17th. Now he's birdied the 4th. And he is starting to quite possibly make a wee bit of a move as he comes to the close of his second round. Elsewhere, Graham McDowell is at 1 under, starting at 120. Shane Lowry is level at the moment. Paul Dunn plus 1. Paul McGinley plus 1. And we've got the likes of John Rahm going off at 20 past 1. And a man we're keeping a close eye on, Rory McGee, level par. He goes at 230. The projected cut is at 1 over par at the moment. Oliver Gilmore is the club secretary down here, Greg, at Ballyliffin Golf Club. And I spoke to Oliver when the big announcement was made that Ballyliffin is going to host the Dubai Irish Open. I suppose, first of all, what have you made of it so far, Oliver?
Well, we're so proud, Oisin, of the way everything's going. And I think the last time we spoke, I told you that this place was made for a competition like the Irish Open. And it's been proven in what's going on so far, the praise that the course has got, and the footage, not only of the golf course, but of the whole of Inishowen and Donegal, all parts of Donegal. Yep. The County Council are absolutely delighted because they've put so much into this, and we're very appreciative of that.
Yeah, the feedback has been better than the club had expected, and I think with the European Tour had expected it all. Simon is a very modest man, and
he's
not going to go too far now, but we know by talking to people here that the feedback that everybody is getting from us, the officials, the tour, it's exceeded all their expectations. So it has, Oliver.
Yeah, we're blown away by the whole thing, and you know, it has raised our expectations massively for the future. And we're very grateful for what yourselves on Highland Radio and all are doing, Oisin, and the BBC, RTE have given us great coverage indeed. And The stuff that's going out in Sky is unbelievable. It's going out to 500 million homes, and we're so proud of that.
Everybody in the county is proud of what's going on down here. But you have a history with the club, Oliver. Yes. Tell us a wee bit more about that.
Next year, I'll be 50 years a member here. You know, I don't look that old, I know that. But my father was in the club before that for long, many years, since nearly the beginning. And, you know, you have to think back on all those guys at a time like this. They had the foresight to buy this 366 acres way back in the late 60s. Yeah. And, you know, it was something like £6,000 or punts, whatever it was then. But, you know, that they did show great foresight in what was to come.
Yeah. And at that stage, they, I'm sure, would never thought that they would see an event of a European level with world stars here in Ballyliffin. They wanted to make it the best possible course that probably Donegal had, and that Ireland could have, but look at it now in all its glory.
Yeah, it is like the spectacular pictures that are going out. There's no other word for it. The worldwide audience are tweeting mad. Where is this place? Beautiful, absolutely stunning. And you know, in the first morning, it was quite emotional, and you think back to all the guys, friends of mine who are gone, and, you know, who all played a great part in this, and it is such a great time for this whole area, and we're looking forward to another 2 massive days here.